I have a confession to make. I've been lying to my family and friends lately. I'm not the person that I say I am. Now, before you think I'm the worst person in the world, I should probably explain how it even got to this point. This face you're looking at now isn't exactly mine. Let me go back to the beginning. My whole life was set up to be a sham. My parents were dirt poor and they were desperate to live the high life. When I was born, that threw a major wrench into their plans. With me in the picture, they wouldn't be able to attend the hottest parties in the city. They were on the verge of giving me away when a chance encounter changed their perspective. One day, as they pushed me around in my tattered stroller, a stranger came up.
"This is just the cutest baby. You should try and put him in some commercials."
Dollar signs went off in my parents' head. From that point on, I would be their cash cow, their personal ATM. I was shopped around from city to city, agency to agency. My parents forced me to work on my smile and tap dance before I could even walk. They were determined to make me a showbiz star, whether I wanted to or not. Moving from city to city meant I had no friends. Any other kid my parents saw, they hated. To them, any child was a threat and a potential rival. All I wanted to do was play with someone, anyone my own age, but I was constantly dragged to practice more. More dancing, more singing, more yelling from my parents that I could and would do better. Finally, high school came around, and my parents reluctantly sent me off into the real world. They had saved enough money from their exploitation of me that they could spare a few hours to allow me to learn. I was excited to meet the new kids, but it turned out they didn't take a shining to me. I had zero social skills, and it showed. I only knew how to do one thing, and that was perform. I joined the drama club and was surprised to find everyone hated me there as well. This time it wasn't because I was weird, but because I was too good. Turns out all the drill sergeant-like training from my lunatic parents had at least paid off in some way. I had taken the lead from Brandon, the self-proclaimed drama king of Lincoln High. I was constantly sabotaged and backstabbed, culminating in a very public embarrassment at the annual play. It was the biggest night of my life up until that point. I had auditioned in front of a camera, but this was going to be my first time in front of a crowd. There were even rumors there were going to be some Hollywood agents there. My parents were there too, greedily hoping this would be my big break. The curtain went up and my pants came down as Brandon and his punk drama friends had attached a cable to me unsuspectingly. I had given everyone the most viral moment they would ever see in person, and I had been publicly embarrassed in front of the school, a host of agents, my ashamed parents, and most horrifyingly, my crush, Rebecca. I was actually relieved when my parents grabbed me by the collar and dragged me away from that school. I could never go back there after a catastrophe like that. My parents were right. I hadn't booked anything in years, and I was just a drain on their lives at this point. They put up a calendar in the house, counting down the days until I turned 18 and they could kick me out of the house. In their eyes, I had ruined their chance at making me a star. They were desperate, and when my parents were desperate, they were crazy. As I slept one night, my parents bundled me into a car and drove me to another country. And when I woke up, I was in a hospital. This wasn't like any other hospital I had seen. There were armed guards here, and all the doors were locked. My parents finally came clean on their evil plan.
"We tried to give you every advantage to be a star, and you've thrown it right back in mine and your mother's face time and time again. After all the sacrifice we've made over the years, and you humiliate the family name the first chance you get. The only reason we're doing this is for your own good. What's really holding you back is that face of yours. It's all wrong."
Now you're probably wondering how a parent can say that about their own child, seeing as they usually look like them. My parents were completely mad though. They told me the only way I could leave was if I get plastic surgery to fix the embarrassment that was my face. For weeks, I refused as my parents and doctor after doctor came into the room with new sketches of how I could improve my looks. Nose straightening, cheek implants, and eyelid lengthening, something I didn't even know existed. A month passed, and then two, and I knew my parents would never allow me to leave if I didn't go along with what they said. I don't know why I wanted to leave so bad. I had nothing. I could never return to the town I was in after the play incident. No Hollywood agency would ever sign me, and my crush Rebecca was miles away, acting alongside Brandon. My parents were right. I had nothing to lose. I gave up. Defeated, I let my parents and the doctors do whatever they wanted, and I came out of my surgery a few months later looking like a person. The doctors and my parents were quite impressed with their handiwork. But me? I just wanted to go hide under a rock. Looking in the mirror every day at a person who is definitely not you is disconcerting, especially when you didn't want to change your face in the first place. I thought I would go get a 9-to-5 somewhere and leave my old life behind and start a new one as a completely different person. My parents laughed when I brought up the suggestion.
"Excuse me, do you really think we're going to let you stock shelves after the thousands of dollars we spent trying to fix you? You're going to pay us back with interest. We don't care how long it takes you."
Acting was the last thing on my mind, but I had no choice. My parents produced a contract that I had signed right after my surgery while I was still groggy from anesthesia. I was contracted to them for the next 3 years. Any and all money I made was now effectively theirs. I had become their indentured servant. I went back on the road doing auditions for any and everything my parents told me to do. I did local commercials for Peanuts, and my parents even rented me out for dinner dates with desperate ladies. Their investment was paying off, and my soul was slowly being crushed. That's until I had a chance encounter with an old friend. As I waited for one of my surely hideous dates that my parents had set me up for, I saw a familiar face sitting by herself. It was Rebecca. Seeing someone who treated me so well all those years ago made me feel amazing. I had to go over and talk to her. "Hey, Rebecca, remember me? Have we met before?" I had completely forgotten that I looked nothing like the shy kid she befriended in high school. I was just going to explain when up walks.
"Who are you? Why are you hitting on my girlfriend?"
It was Brandon. He was still the little jerk I remembered who tormented me all those years ago.
"Brandon, he wasn't hitting on me. He said he was an old acquaintance. And how did you say we knew each other?"
I debated whether to stop the ruse and come clean. I should tell her it was Brandon who humiliated me that night all those years ago. He and his friends were the sole reason I was run out of town, out of career, and out of my old face. Or I could take this another route. "Actually, you know what? I'm mistaken. You looked like an old friend, and you, sir, look like a star. My name is John, and you have just the look I need for my next movie." It didn't take me long to convince Greg that I was a big-shot Hollywood agent. After years of auditioning, I knew all the ins and outs of the business. It didn't hurt that I was a pretty decent actor. By the end of our conversation, Brandon was convinced that he had come across his big break. If I played my cards right in the coming days, not only could this new face of mine get me my dream girl back, but I could get payback on the three people who made my life a nightmare these last few years. From this moment on, I was John, and John was going to get some much-deserved payback.